Vital Principles of Inspiration Disclosed. Mention has been made of the questions pressed on Ellen White as she visited the churches in northern Michigan in early 1867. In October, she answered a number of questions on dress and other health-related topics in the Review and Herald. Those answers revealed some basic points related to inspiration revelation. The specific question to which she addressed herself was, "Does not the practice of the sisters in wearing their dresses 9 inches from the floor contradict testimony number 11, which says they should reach somewhat below the top of a lady's gaiter boot? Does it not also counteract testimony number 10, which says they should clear the filth of the street 1 inch or 2 without being raised by the hand?" Ellen White described how the light came to her in regard to dress and discussed the basis of what she wrote. "The proper distance from the bottom of the dress to the floor was not given to me 1 inch. Neither was I shown ladies' gaiter boots, but 3 companies of females passed before me, with their dresses as follows with respect to length. The first was of fashionable length, burdening the limbs, impeding the step, and sweeping the street and gathering its filth, the evil results of which I have fully stated. This class, who were slaves to fashion, appeared feeble and languid. The dress of the second class which passed before me was in many respects as it should be. The limbs were well clad. They were free from the burdens which the tyrant fashion had imposed upon the first class, but had gone to that extreme in the short dress as to disgust and prejudice good people, and destroy in a great measure their own influence. This is the style and influence of the American costume, taught and worn by many at our home, Dansville, New York. It does not reach to the knee. I need not say that this style of dress was shown me to be too short. A third class passed before me with cheerful countenances, and free, elastic step. Their dress was the length I have described as proper, modest, and healthful. It cleared the filth of the street and sidewalk 1 inch under all circumstances, such as ascending and descending steps." She informed her readers, "As I have before stated, the length was not given me 1 inch, and I was not shown a lady's boot. And here I would state that although I am as dependent upon the Spirit of the Lord in writing my views as I am in receiving them, yet the words I employ in describing what I have seen are my own, unless they be those spoken to me by an angel, which I always enclose in marks of quotation. As I wrote upon the subject of dress, the view of those 3 companies revived in my mind as plain as when I was viewing them in vision, but I was left to describe the length of the proper dress in my own language the best I could, which I have done in stating that the bottom of the dress should reach near the top of a lady's boot, which would be necessary in order to clear the filth of the streets under the circumstances before named." This descriptive statement is very illuminating, but no more should be read into it than the circumstances justify. She was describing the way that, at times, light came to her, not in words dictated, but in scenes, in this case contrasting scenes, leaving her to describe them in human language. She was not speaking of a practice sometimes employed in the next decade, in which she occasionally couched what she wanted to say in the words and phrases of other writers, particularly in historical description in the books presenting the great controversy story.